And now, Ben Bailey.
Christians often sing the song, "There's power in the blood." What makes the blood of Jesus so powerful? To some, the idea of blood is a squeamish idea. But literally, we're not talking about that red substance in and of itself, but rather, when we talk about the blood of Jesus, we're talking about the whole, the total of Jesus' atoning sacrifice. What makes the blood, the sacrifice of Jesus, so powerful? Well, first, we know that Christians are bought by the blood of Jesus. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, the Scripture says concerning the church that the Lord purchased the church with His own blood. The church is made up of Christians. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27, if Jesus purchased the church and the church is the collective group of the redeemed, we've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 says, we were bought at a price. What price was that? The high price of Jesus leaving heaven and coming to this earth. There's power in the blood also because Christians are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The word redeemed means to be bought back. That's the idea. Satan had us. Jesus paid the price and His blood bought us back to God. Colossians 1:14 and Ephesians 1:7 says we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1 verse 19 says we're not redeemed with silver and gold or things like that, but rather with the precious blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus is also powerful because Christians are cleansed by the blood. Revelation 1 verse 5, we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hebrews 9 verse 14, we're again cleansed by the great sacrifice that Jesus made. Again, not the idea of the red substance, for that would make one dirty if that were literal, make him red when he came out. But rather, the blood of Jesus representing the total of His atonement and His sacrifice. We contact the sacrifice and are cleansed by the blood of Jesus at the point of baptism. Acts 22:16, we arise and are baptized and have our sins washed away. But you know, the blood of Jesus is also powerful because Christians are forgiven through the blood of Jesus. Romans 3:25 and Romans 5:9 both teach that we're justified through His blood. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 10 verses 3 and 4 says the blood of bulls and goats, their sacrifice could never do it. But Hebrews 10:12 says this, this man, Jesus, after He'd offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Now, friend, if there's so much power in the blood of Jesus, how do you contact His blood? How do you contact His sacrifice? How do you contact His death? Romans 6, verses 1 through 4 teaches us that we are baptized into Christ's death. We're buried with Him in water, and we contact His death at baptism. You remember the blood of Jesus is what cleanses us? If we can know at what point in God's plan of salvation we're cleansed, we can know when we contact His blood. Remember Acts 22:16? Saul was told, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Friend, have you contacted the blood? There is great power in the blood of Jesus, but it will do people no good if they don't understand how to contact it. Have you contacted the blood of Jesus by hearing the Word, by believing in Him, by repenting of your sin, confessing His wonderful name before men, and by being baptized into His death? If not, friend, you're still in a lost state, but you can do something about that today. Contact the blood of Jesus today, that power source for salvation, by submitting your will to the will of God. Won't you do that? We're praying that you'll obey the gospel as you think about the power in the blood of Jesus.